Missouri Net News is presented by ACT Missouri, reminding parents your actions matter. Teach your kids the risks of underage drinking. For tips, visit actmissouri.org.
A Northwest Missouri farmer says many people in his area were in disbelief about the rapid increase of rising flood water. Richard Oswald of Atchison County says the additional hurdle was rushing to move livestock, grain, and hay to higher ground.
The problem that we had was our roads were in such awful shape from such a hard and long winter. Some roads just weren't passable to trucks, and that's what my situation was. I had 20,000 bushel trapped at my farm, and I really didn't have any hope to get that out any other way than great cart it 2 miles to the highway.
Oswald says the upcoming crop planting season is up in the air for many of the farmers there. State Senator Ed Emery of Southwest Missouri's Lamar says it's time to start dealing with the issues created by pornography. A Missouri Senate committee has voted in support of his resolution that would acknowledge pornography as harming individuals and society.
It's amazing how many of the societal problems that we have today that can be traced back to, for example, the breakdown of the family. And pornography has definitely demonstrated that it contributes to that.
The bipartisan proposal also acknowledges the need for education, prevention, and policy change. Missouri's House Speaker is deferring to committee chairs on the issue of sports wagering. Multiple bills on the issue have been heard, and House Speaker Elijah Haar was asked about them by Capitol reporters before the legislative spring break.
One of the things about me is I put those bills in the committee. I let the committee chairs handle those bills as they see fit. I'm at the point that committee chairs pass a bill and send them back to me, then we'll see about putting them on the floor.
Lawmakers return to Jefferson City today for the 2019 session's second half. And nobody matched all of the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday night's drawing is now worth an estimated $750 million. That's a $465 million one-time cash payout. A court case is brewing between the nation's two largest beer companies about corn syrup. Lisa Nelson has more.
Miller Coors has filed a lawsuit against St. Louis-based Anheuser-Busch, arguing the rival company wants to frighten people away from its beverages by claiming they contain corn syrup. The company is asking a Wisconsin federal court to order Anheuser-Busch to stop airing the ads and to run a corrective campaign. The advertisements launched during this year's Super Bowl game. Several beer makers, including Anheuser-Busch and MillerCoors, use corn syrup in their brewing processes, but the ingredient disappears once the beverage ferments. MillerCoors says Anheuser-Busch is preying on health-conscious consumers turned off by corn syrup, and they are confusing the ingredient with the high-fructose version found in soda. Anheuser-Busch says it stands by its campaign and calls the lawsuit baseless. Alisa Nelson, Missouri Net.
You're listening to news on Missouri Net.